is it just me, or do you guys also feel like... everything has been getting more expensive these days, especially daily necessities like food and gas and eating out. I'm Brian Ju, and I'll be back after this song. 20, 22, side coming back. Long time no see, huh? 오래간 아니지, huh? 우리 다시 웃고. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is the beginning of the week. It is Monday, June 20th, 2022. And we just heard that I like that by Psy featuring Suga of BTS. Now, have you guys been feeling the pinch in your wallets these days? When you're eating out? Food prices in Korea have been surging rapidly as people are dining out more, especially after most of the country's social distancing measures. I can't even speak today again. It's Monday. Were lifted last month. Now, according to the Korean Statistical Information Service, or KOSIS, the dining out price index rose by, get this, 4.2% from December through May. In particular, prices of common, relatively cheap Korean soul foods like tteokbokki, spicy rice cakes, and jjajangmyeon, black bean noodles. I'm messing up right now because I'm very hungry. Are on the rise. Now, fried chicken recorded the largest increase in price, followed by jjajangmyeon and tteokbokki increasing by 6.6%, 6.3%, and 6% respectively compared to December last year. Now, taking jjajangmyeon as an example, the prices in Seoul increased from an average 5,692 won, which is about $4.4, to 6,223 won, which is $4.82. Now, I know a lot of people are like, that's not expensive. That's pretty cheap compared to other parts of the world. But it does add up because, well, everything else is way more expensive than before as well. So what can we do? Well, I guess we're just going to have to try to spend less and eat out less as well and just wait for the prices to go down. Speaking of that, too, like going out is difficult if you have a car because the gas prices are ridiculous. And I'm talking about gasoline, diesel, LPG. What do you call, I guess, 고급 휘발유? What is that English? I totally forgot their English word for that. High-grade gasoline? I lived in Korea too long, y'all. Either way, you need to be rich nowadays to live. It is difficult. Anyways, I want to get the stress out of my system by listening to a great song, and I'm going to dedicate it to everyone. This is Either with My Bag.
Okay. Rock, rock, diamonds in my bag. If you wanna sit down, Scooby like that. My mom is out.
That was I Did With My Bag, and we're going to make some quick announcements on various ways you guys can tune into our show. We have shortwave radio, 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe, 9.785 megahertz bound for India. We have apps you guys can download completely for free to listen to us conveniently through the KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio On Air app, and KBS Kong app. You guys can check out our website for more details at world.kbs.co.kr, and of course, check out our KBS World Radio English Service page on the Book of Faces, or if you want, just follow us on the gram at KBS K-Pop. You can enjoy KBS World Radio's K-Pop programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. If you are in Malaysia, download the Shulk SYOK app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming of your favorite K-Pop shows. Also, if you're tuning in and listening via podcast, please don't forget to rate us 5 stars for our show so more listeners can join in and learn about the latest in K-pop. Well, of course, you guys know we love listening to you guys and hearing from you guys, so make sure you message us as well on any platform you choose. With that said, we have 2 songs coming your way. Number 1 coming your way would be Saksri with Beach Again, 다시 여기 바닷가, and after that we have Red Velvet, Feel My Rhythm. Them. Yeah. Woo. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Back in the house. I don't care. You guys choose. Coffee or tea? Which is it? Now, this is our coffee or tea segment where we have a little chit-chat to refuel you or wind you down, whatever it is this evening. And we're going to be talking about anything and everything that can spark a conversation. First up, you guys know seven. The lucky number seven is, for this veteran singer, of course, a very lucky number, as MJ Baum has made a comeback with a seventh full-length album titled Seven after 7 years. His last full-length album release was back in 2015 with A Woman, My Love. One of the songs from the new album has been released on June 16th as a digital single. It's called Consolation. Now, the singer promised to drop a couple more songs from the new album before its official release, which is scheduled before the end of the year. Now, Im Jae-bum is Korea's preeminent rock singer who started his music career as the main vocal of Shinhwa, a very popular heavy metal band that debuted back in 1982. Im also worked with other bands over the years before he released numerous solo albums. Now, in 2011, he joined the cast of the hit reality competition show I Am a Singer, and he placed first place twice. He celebrated the 30th anniversary of his debut in 2015 with a nationwide tour of 10 cities called After the Sunset White Night. So, congratulations to Mr. Im Jae-bum. Of course, to me, he's Im Jae-bum's 선배님, and everybody loves his raspy voice. That's my imitation. That was really bad. So we're gonna play two songs. One is first, of course, from Mr. Im Jae-bum himself, A Woman, My Love, 그 사람, 그 사랑. And after that, we have 규현 at 광화문, 광화문에서.
지금껏 보이지 않는 그 길을 찾아 헤매다 그저 어줍지 않게도 내 아픔만을
What the?
K-pop!
Alright guys, welcome to What the K-pop. Every Monday we choose a K-pop song and a phrase of the day from the lyrics to expand our Korean speaking skills. And we're gonna go over it together with our writer Karen. Hey Karen!
Hello Brian!
Now we had a little bit of small talk before the episode was recorded and aired, of course, but her kids love this corner.
They do.
I don't want the kids to think I'm a goofy dude. I am. I'm not gonna lie, I'm goofy.
They thought it was so funny. They loved last week's episode. They especially liked that part where you go, no.
I mean, my thing is, I love it when kids love something because it makes it feel more genuine.
Yeah.
I feel like children know good things.
Yeah.
So if they're enjoying it,
yeah.
Okay.
And I love it because, you know, we have the Kong app, so mm-hmm. I can turn it on. It's on, you know, it's on quite often, actually, so we can listen to it again.
Okay.
And I like that, you know, we can listen to it together. It's at a pretty convenient time as well.
I just hope they don't learn from me like that, and all of a sudden when you're like, kids, go clean your room. They're like, no.
Yeah,
and then that's
okay.
My fault.
Okay, that's
and you're gonna come back another week, but like,
that's
actually, I'm mad that we do this corner because of my kids kind of deal. So hopefully that doesn't happen.
Okay.
But we are gonna go over some phrase today. And of course, last week we talked about chokchokhae.
Yes, we did. We talked about moist, delicious cake, dewy, gluey skin.
Ooh.
Yes, chokchokhae. And you always have that chokchokhae.
Oh, no.
Dewy skin. Right?
I do sometimes, as if I left the house remembering to put some moisturizer on.
Oh, no. But
today,
you
ran out of the house forgetting. Okay. That happens every once in a while.
No, you still look nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, but we learned different ways to say this. So when we say that, to say something is moist, we can say 케이크가 촉촉해, or we can say a moist cake and say 촉촉한 케이크. So two different ways to say that.
Or if you're on a date and you happen to kiss somebody, you can be like, Oh my gosh, your lips are 촉촉해. See? There's ways to use it in different ways, guys.
We can use it in different ways.
But today we're not going to talk about kissing or cake or dewy skin. We're going to learn something new.
Yeah, so we actually had a message from a listener at Risky Akbaria on the gram who said that she wanted to know more about a certain expression. I'm not going to say the expression now, but I brought the perfect song to learn that expression.
All right, then what's the song?
It's by Icon. It's called What's Wrong With and we're going to play Two Girlfriends at the Gym.
So I'm assuming with Do is not going to be the expression.
No.
Okay. No. Cool. So wait, we two girls at the gym?
Yeah.
This can be unique. All right, let's try this. Ready?
Okay.
This is so heavy. Oh, hey, Karen. Oh, my God, you made it. I didn't see you there. Didn't you say you weren't feeling well?
Hey, B. It's just... I'm so 질렸어.
Oh my god, this weight is so heavy. Oh, what? Your boyfriend? About time, girl.
No, not him. Oh, maybe him too. But I'm just 질렸어 of everything here, this place.
Girl, what's wrong with this place? I love this place. The smell, the sweet sweat, and the smell of adrenaline pumping. And oh my god, so much eye candy. The smell of the weights.
Ugh, the smell of the weights. It makes me sick. 질린다.
Oh.
Running on the treadmill.
So fun.
질린다. Doing burpees.
Yes.
질린다. Doing lunges.
The best.
Oh, 질린다. Doing 식단. 질린다. Eating chicken breast. 질린다. Eating salad every day. 질린다. Ah!
Girl, relax. You only started a few weeks ago.
I'm so 질렸어. I'm so sick of working out. 정말 질린다. I've been working out so hard, and I see no results at all.
Okay, girl. Well, you might see results a bit faster if you didn't. You didn't drink a tub of beer after all your workouts.
But, you know, that's kind of like my reward. My reward for working out and doing a good job with my diet, you know? And I can't resist a nice cold one after a hard day at work.
Girl, don't go for a cold one. Go for a nice luxury bag. You know what I'm saying? Because going for a cold one is basically starting all over every day.
I know, but I mean, but you want me to punish myself and not have any kind of reward after a hard work day and a hard workout?
Hey, slow your roll, girlfriend. What about we look for another kind of reward? Like I say, we can go shopping for expensive bags. And another reward is look at your booty. Look at that beautiful booty. Oh my gosh.
Okay, well, I have an idea. What about not a luxury bag, but
gosh, no!
What about cake?
No!
I want cake!
You know what, girl?
Chuk-chuk-han cake!
Girl, I have one bit of advice. How about you just quit the gym? Save your money and go have cake if that what makes you happy. Who cares about that dress that you've been loving all this time and now it's a little too tight for you? Just leave it on the shelves, girl. Wear whatever. Wear it in your next life.
Ugh.
Probably get a heart attack anyway.
All right. Fine. Okay. So how many burpees did I need to do again?
25,000. 내가 뭘 그렇게 잘못했어. 말해봐 이번엔 도대체 왜 또 넌 이빨을처럼 뭐가 됐어 나도 딜링 다 질려 싸우기도 지치다 지쳐 말해봐 왜 또 아무 의미 없는 싸움 이제 그만하자 Wow, just listening to this part of the song, it makes you think like whoever's in this kind of a relationship, it's gonna suck really bad. But today we weren't talking about relationships. We're talking about you getting yourself in the gym and enjoying it. Being in the gym is so much fun.
I hate going to the gym.
Why?
I really empathize with Karen in the dialogue.
You know what you should do is every time you go to the gym, don't go just because you want to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
Say there's a time when you and your husband or you and a friend, somebody, mm-hmm. or you and PD Nim, who probably like burned your ears out, get in an argument and you want to get your stress out by lifting weights.
Yeah, you know, I know a lot of people go to the gym and they feel like you get your stress out, but just going to the gym stresses me out.
The drive or the walk to the gym stresses you out?
No, just thinking about going to the gym stresses me out.
Wow. Or Petey said the same thing. You have to think of it in a different way, though. Sometimes, like, go to the gym to look at people, or just take your favorite TV show on your phone, and you could just walk or run on the treadmill at a slow pace. There's things you can do to get the boredom and the stress out of your system while you're at the gym.
Okay, so yeah. Maybe I need to think of it more in a positive light. Maybe think of it as like my time, me time.
You time, exactly. Mm. Your own time. And guess what? Like you said in your dialogue, like the moment, like you had your eye on this amazing dress or a nice pair of jeans or a new shirt, and you just want to go down one size. And the day you can fit into that, mm. you're like, yeah!
Yeah.
I feel great about myself!
Yeah. All right.
But now we got to talk about what phrase you brought with you today.
Okay, well, okay. Let's go over the lyrics first,
because okay, yeah,
it is in the lyrics. So let's go over it line by line. Can
All
you
right.
start us off?
왜 또?
What's wrong?
내가 뭘 그렇게 잘못했어?
What did I do that was so wrong?
말해봐. 이번에 도대체 왜 또?
Tell me, what was it this time?
아, 넌 이 버릇처럼 말이 됐어. 아, 말해 됐어.
Like a habit, you say it's nothing.
되긴 뭐가 됐어?
What do you mean it's nothing?
아, 나도 질린다, 질려.
I'm so sick of it.
싸우기도 지친다, 지쳐.
I'm tired of fighting.
말해봐, 왜 또?
Tell me, what was it this time?
아무 의미 없는 싸움 이제 그만하자, 어?
All these meaningless fights, let's stop it now.
I got a feeling this songwriter was in front of my house one time when I was fighting with somebody. But this literally sounds like... parents even have this argument.
You know, I didn't know this song until I heard it, and I was like, oh, this is like the quintessential like fight song between a couple.
I feel like this happens in any relationship.
Yeah.
It could be a couple's relationship. It can be through friends, too. Certain friends fight like this.
This 됐어 expression is like the quintessential thing that girls say when they are 삐졌어 at you.
That is true.
Yeah.
Guys do so. Ah, 됐어.
Yeah, well, 됐어. Okay, guys say it too. Yeah. But you have to know what's behind it. But I think we're going to cover this maybe in a couple of weeks.
We're going to have to.
Yeah,
I have the perfect song for that too, if you want to.
Okay, yeah.
I forget the name of the song, but it was in that Soteju Either song. Like, 됐어, 됐어,
Oh, yeah, 됐어. Okay, that's a good idea.
They say 됐어 about 1,000 times.
All right, okay, we'll cover that. But All anyway, right. so this week's expression is 질린다.
All right.
Which means sick of or tired of or fed up with something. Thing.
That would be a cool name.
Mm.
If it was like a full name. Jalinda. That should be a nickname for your best friend. Be like, what's your name? Jalinda. I was like, why? He goes, in Korean it means I'm tired of that person. And that person wouldn't know that, oh, okay, that's a cool name. Just don't tell them what the name actually means.
Okay.
Jalinda. Jalinda, 일로 와봐. Jalinda. 이름 뭐야? I was like, oh, it's your English name. They'll never know.
Oh my goodness. I'm yeah. All right.
So how can you use this expression?
Okay, 질린다. So you know, in the lyrics, the boyfriend is tired of this girl saying 됐어. Right? So when you're tired of something or someone or even a situation, you can use this expression, and it's often used in a relationship when you're kind of sick of your partner, when you're sick of them saying something to you, and when you're sick of them getting mad at you for something.
Not even
say.
That. Sometimes you get so sick of them that them being in the same room as you, breathing the same air as you, kind of gets annoying.
Yeah. What's something that I don't know. Something my husband does that I'm 질렸어
or 질린다.
Oh, I want
to hear this girl. Say it. Say it. Because I bet you all
beginning.
The married girls
Since the beginning
think this,
of
yeah.
our marriage, he always takes his socks off and puts it on the floor.
That's not that bad.
Oh, it's bad.
I know. My brother, my sister-in-law told me this. My brother takes his socks off and puts it on the coffee table in front of the sofa.
Oh, that's bad.
That's not chilling. That's 죽을래!
Okay.
You know?
That makes me feel bad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I understand. If you're constantly seeing that, you come home from work, you want to just relax on your sofa or on the bed, and all of a sudden your husband just takes his socks off and bloop, on the floor. You're like, you know there's a hamper?
Yeah.
You can put that in the hamper so
Why
I can wash
you?
It later. It's not even a hard task.
Yeah, so 질린다. That was my 질린다.
What's your husband's name?
What do you want to know
I want to say it to, I want to give him the message. All right, Mr. Karen. I'm going to call him Mr. Karen. Mr. Karen, 질려, 질려. 그냥 빨리 방에 놓아, 양말.
Now the entire family, our whole family, we have to listen to it together.
All right, kids. You have to put your socks in the hamper, okay?
Yeah. All
there
right.
you go.
Okay, and I wanted to teach our listeners one more expression that's related to 질린다,
okay.
which is very similar. You can use it together. It's 정 떨어진다.
Oh.
So when you're sick and tired of someone, you can also say 질린다 and 정 정 떨어진다.
But 정 떨어진다 is more deep, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Koreans, yeah. like, we have 정.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that to anybody on the street. I would just say, even at, like, an acquaintance, you can say 질린다. But to a person you're acquainted to, you don't really have 정 anyways with
yeah.
them. So 정, I would say to somebody I'm really close to and yeah. they're just really annoying me that day.
Mm, yeah, so don't
you know
use
who you
this
are,
to
Mr.
your...
Mr. Karen.
Yeah, don't use this to your elders
no.
or to your boss or to your parents.
No, no, no. Unless yeah. you want to get smacked in the face.
Yeah.
There you go. Alrighty, well, there's our K-pop word of the day, 질린다, meaning I'm sick of something. We want to thank Karen for this amazing phrase and the song.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see you next week, Karen.
Bye.
Alright, with that, we're going to listen to the rest of the song. This is Icon with What's Wrong With 또. Alrighty, welcome back. That was Icon with What's Wrong With 또. And now it's time for some news, you guys. K-pop news. In fact, NCT Dream's latest album sells over 3.6 million copies. Congratulations. Now, NCT Dream's second full-length album, Glitch Mode, and its repackaged version, Beatbox, has sold over 3.6 million copies in total. According to the group's label, SM Entertainment, the sales figure is a new record for the band. Glitch Mode dropped in March and sold over 2 million copies, while its repackaged version, Beatbox, dropped in May and sold over 1.5 million copies. Now, SM Entertainment said the group has achieved another triple million seller following its first full-length album. Last year, the boys' first studio album, Hot Sauce, and its repackaged version, Hello Future, also sold over 3 million copies combined. Now, NCT Dream debuted in 2016 as a subunit of boy band NCT with its song Chewing Gum. The group consists of seven members and is best known for their songs, including My First and Last, Boom, Hello Future, and of course, Glitch Mode. Moving on, we have more news from another SM Entertainment label mate, Super Junior, to release new studio album this summer. Now, Super Junior will release its 11th full-length album this summer. A teaser video for the album titled The Road, Keep On Going has been uploaded on the boy band's official social media accounts. However, the exact release date or track list has not been revealed. Now, it will be the group's first full-length album since The Renaissance was released back in March 2021. Now, the band also released a special single, The Road, Winter for Spring, in February. Meanwhile, the group will be embarking on a world tour, Super Junior World Tour, Super Show 9 Road, starting in Seoul on July 15th through 17th. Now, Super Junior debuted in 2005 and is best known for songs like Rokuko, Sorry Sorry, Mr. Simple, Mamacita, and is currently consists of 9 active members. Of course, you guys know the members have gone and went away and changed. Who knows? Anyways, we got a song for you guys right now. It is NCT Dream with Glitch Mode.
Welcome aboard.
Scratch that, bring it back. That was NCT Dream with Glitch Mode, and you guys are listening to K-Pop Connection, and you can listen to it other ways too. KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio On Air app, KBS Kong app, and Shortwave Radio. And if you want more details, check out our website, world.kbs.co.kr. And of course, if you want to win a prize, of course everybody wants to win a prize, make sure to check out our Y2C question and answer it, and you might be chosen. Who knows? Now we're going to take a song break. First up, we have Lee Moo Jin with Traffic Light 신호등 and Jesse Zoom. All right, that is all the time that we have for today. Thank you guys for tuning in. Taking us out for today is Haze with Happen, 해픈 우연. And our producer is Sophia Hong, aka I gave her a new name. Her name is Jalinda. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection. Y'all may disconnect if you won't.